it's finally happened. This has been, I don't know how many years in the hoping, but I have crossed paths, well, crossed waterways with Micron Theatre. Who are you?
I'm Pete Toon, producer at Micron.
So tell me about how we met, because you're reminding me, because it was a pretty busy day. And I remember because every time we've conversed online, you've pointed me back to the days of, I think it was the Ambition Roadshow initially, and then it went on to Shift Happens, and where there was a spate of people involved in the arts and theatre plugging into the network world.
Yeah, it was Shift Happens 2009, which feels like kind of 18 months ago, but it's really not.
6 years in tech is like 50 years of normal life, it seems.
Well, it's just, I mean, I didn't even have an iPhone then, you know, it was kind of tweeting when I had reception Wi-Fi on a laptop kind of thing. But yeah, it's a long time ago. And it, I mean, you revolutionised the way that we market, because we're tiny. We tour by narrowboat or van, so we haven't got that kind of infrastructure in terms of a theatre might be able to go and live feed video and stuff. We can't really do, or couldn't do that. And you said, I'll never forget, you know, if I could get a free leaflet of yours into every computer owner's home in the world, what would you say to me? And everyone was like, oh, it's a fix, you know, how much a month do you want? And of course, that was Twitter, because you were obviously an early adapter, really. But yeah, it's been a roller coaster.
How long has Micron been going?
This is our 44th year of touring. So 72 was the first proper waterways tour. Nothing much has changed. I mean, we're doing this from the boat that we started touring on in the mid-70s. We've redecorated a few times. But fundamentally, you know, in the background you might be able to hear there's a cast of four in a beer garden. Lovely summer's night at Milton Keynes. Great quality theatre, literally on people's doorsteps. And that's what we do, you know. We're the most prolific theatre company in the country now. So there's 150 different venues this year.
150 different venues. Do you do all of the emailing and the looking at maps and finding out if there's a pub on a canal?
Yeah, it's an onerous task. But, yeah, we have got an office, of course. We've got a tiny little office up in Yorkshire. We've had to split the tour booking into two now because it's getting really busy. But if you imagine 150 venues need at least 8 points of contact. It's like at least 1,000 different phone calls, emails, letters sometimes. Mm. So, yeah, we do it all in-house. We market in-house as well. So, of course, you know, online's brilliant for us because it's not print and it can change. So our website, for instance, is now, we're mobile-friendly and I can alter it on my mobile from here if something, you know, something happens in terms of a time change or something, which happens now and again.
I talk to people about, you know, enabling people to view in a kind of visual sense stories or locations, and you're doing exactly that. The fact that I could go to your website and it says check out where we're touring, and you can plug in your location and see where's near and all the rest of it. The fact that I could just zoom out on a map and see these pointers and go, oh, I'm near there next week. It's so refreshing. I mean, were you doing any of that back in the early 2000s?
No, I mean, we've spent a lot of time on our website. I mean, that's a really big piece of marketing.
Plug it,
www.ovs, Micron, which is MIKRON.org.UK. And we use a lovely thing called Perch, which is a little content management system that our web developers found. And Bob, who does our website, is fabulous because he's in the arts as well, so he's a musician, he was a director, he was an actor, so he gets what we need. So we've developed a lovely shorthand, which I think is really important, certainly for arts marketing, because we've chatted about this before, but although we're really creative people, often the business side gets left behind because you're too busy making the thing. So
it's almost like you don't want to fill your mind with all of that. I mean, I'm not the most business-minded person, and I forget to invoice people, and then it suddenly dawns on me like days, weeks later. So I kind of get what you're saying, especially when you're in the arts. But not only that, you're in I don't know how I'd feel working in this kind of environment. When the weather's like this, I feel like I'm on holiday.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, I couldn't possibly comment with a wife and children at home. No, I mean, yeah, it is... The office has to support this and vice versa. So this, you know, we brief the cast because they're all integral to the success of the business model, for want of a better word, stroke theatre company, because that's what we are, obviously, fundamentally. And it's a team. It's a small team. It's a family. The other thing that we rely on a huge amount in a lovely way is a friends scheme. So it's not just, you know, 20 quid a year and you get a badge. They do get a badge and it's a little bit less than 20 quid a year. But they'll take washing for us. They'll do shopping for us. They'll move the van, because at the minute the van's back in Stoke Bruin and it needs bringing to Tring. And, you know, so we've got a lovely little network. Mm. And for us, that the digital thing certainly has helped us in terms of widening that, without any doubt.
I kind of dream of a project like this. Not necessarily a 43-year-long project like this, but when I did Land's End to John O'Groats without using any money and just using Twitter, it was kind of an eye-opener to me. I mean, I understood the power of the network at that point, but the fact that if you are giving, and you're doing that thing, I don't know if it's the same here today, but, you know, pay what you want.
Yeah, we do that at a lot of our venues, and always have. So that's not kind of a new thing to get Arts Council support or to get, you know, any kind of... The simple answer is that you couldn't ticket a venue like you've seen tonight. It would be impossible.
But the marketing's working and it's heaving out there.
Right, yeah.
People are bringing chairs, obviously, because they want somewhere to sit, because the pub only has so much seating.
Yeah, but they'll be good. I've not been out the last... But there'll be about 60 people out there. And for us, our average is dependent, you know, but about 80-ish. But tonight is a newish venue. That's the other thing, of course, because a lot of our venues change hands and stuff. Mm-hmm. But Twitter... You know, if you find the right hashtags, we did, we were, a few years ago, we were really, really desperate, and we ran a big appeal, and we did a 40-hour non-stop boat through the day and night and day and night to raise money, because it was our 40th year, and it was literally kind of, you know, that was the crunch time, and we were tweeting all the way along, and people were, like, coming up the canal going, oh, you know, and throwing a tenner at us, or tweeting a donation, and that was all... Like you say, it's that thing of, it's so instant, and you've got to keep doing it. You've got to keep on top of it, because if you do one tweet a week, it's just disappeared.
Yeah, and people almost like kind of forget you exist in a way. And you join into conversations around what you're doing as well. You're in my list of people that have a Brompton, just because sometimes it's nice to dip into that list and know that there's a certain... Well, a social network is built around people who share a common interest, so there's another kind of crossover, but quite often I'll dip into there and somebody will be talking about something that's happened along the folding bike route. So absolutely fascinating and like really impressed. I didn't realise the history was, you know, as old as me. And that, it's nice to hear. It really is nice to hear. And there must have been times when everything nearly folded as well, though.
But, well, yeah, that year. I mean, that was you go from that to this year, where we're already kind of ahead of target, as it were. And with the whole network thing that you just talked about, we've got a charity here tonight, a spinal injuries charity, who do fish and chip fundraising suppers. So you have your fish and chips with your mates, and you chuck some money in and fundraise. And that came through Twitter, through fish and chip hashtag. The WI that we're working with this year, so the biggest voluntary women's organisation in the country, loads of those new WIs have got Twitter accounts that are asking when we're coming, can we go and see them? That's all happening on Twitter, so we're booking shows by Twitter now. You know, you put the right hashtag in and people go, oh, I saw it on Twitter, I thought we'd come and have a go, and now signing up as a friend. It's mega.
Well, I was, so, you know, I pulled up in the car park a minute ago, unannounced, and I thought, I either get to talk to you guys or I get to watch the show, and it's such a sacrifice because I don't get to absorb the arts as much as I need to. Tell me, why do people need to absorb some good theatre?
Because it can change life, genuinely believe that. You know, the fact that we're still here 44 years later and we've still got people that came to 1972... So we still have venues from that first year. We still have people that talk about... And it's not just about the theatre with us. It's about, oh, I remember that cold night, because it's quite cold tonight because the sun's gone down. Mm. Or they'll come and tell you about the time that they saw a show and something really funny happened. So the dog might have piddled on the set or whatever. but there's enough stuff in this world that we don't like doing. And theatre is a choice, and the fact that people have chosen to come out tonight on a midweek night, quite cool, fine, to see a show about fish and chips, which is intrinsically British, next to a British canal, in a British beer garden, it's an experience. And I think for me, theatre and live theatre, there will always be a need for that, because we can watch films on our phones, you can watch films at the cinema, you can watch it at home, but you very rarely would have a professional cast in your front room.
and I, you know, threw away the comment there, absorb, but it is more than absorb. We tend to switch off in front of the TV, but there's an engagement here. There is two-way as well when you've got eye contact with the performers and you're in that shared experience, something everybody's trying to find out how to replicate now with hashtags during live TV. The shared experience as you are sitting and feeling and surrounded by people going through exactly the same thing as you right now. Not something we come across very often outside of our family life, I guess.
No, and I think the digital world, although we've been talking for the last 10 minutes about how great it is, can often be a real issue. So I've noticed a big difference. I mean, I've been working with the company 13 years. I've noticed a huge difference in the amount of time that cast members and me spend looking at phones. You know, we used to sit and chat. You know, now all we do is we had the radio on today listening to the cricket and we were checking the weather on the phone and we were checking Twitter and suddenly you've lost an hour. So that live thing, you know, not many people will be sitting with a phone now till the interval. And there's also that culture, which I still quite like. You know, if a phone goes off in a theatre or the cinema's like, you know, there's a... didn't turn it off. That's quite nice because it beats it, doesn't it?
Trumps it. Turn off your tools. I call them tools and not toys, just so that I have an excuse for looking down at the weather and the news and the lights. I've got to stay informed. But you're right. I was listening to an article earlier on today saying that there's something to do with our short-term... Oh, we're just talking about how technology can get in the way, and my phone rings.
Turn it off,
my
Christian.
Phone rings. It never rings. It used to always ring with my grandmother, and then when she passed on, I thought I'll be able to do interviews now unhindered. Bless her soul.
Classic.
Short-term memory. There you go. I nearly forgot what we were talking about. And with short-term memory, there is something to do. It takes you a little bit of time, but when you go on holiday, literally just lock your phone away from a day, 2 days, and you find that you can pick up that Kindle again and actually get totally absorbed in the story. And it's something you can retrain into and out of, and it's not so much short-term memory. I think it was more about concentration span, and we do flit so much. So I think theatre, again, can offer you this continuation of live action that's happening right in front of you right now, and anything can happen.
What were you saying? Sorry. You can't pause theatre. You know, you can walk out if you need the loo, but you miss stuff. Mm. And we've got, well, certainly with Micron, we've got a lot of live music and the narrative's really fast and pacey because it has to be. You've got to keep people both interested and on their seats and engaged quite literally with that, like you were saying, that two-way thing. But, yeah, it's not changed. Theatre's not changed. We're only doing what the troubadours did, you know, a long time ago.
Go on, how long?
Hundreds of years ago.
Yeah. Hundreds. You'll have to Google it.
Oh, God, yeah.
So it takes me a while to remember it's Micron and not Micron, is the first thing I said. How many people get that wrong, and what does Micron mean?
That's a classic, yeah. Well, it's funny because there was a Mike and a Sarah Cameron and a Ron Legg that set it up, but Micron... by accident, because it was the combination of those names, also means small. So you're on the boat, you know, your head's nearly touching the roof, you can touch the side, so that's how we tour, we're small.
That's what I thought, that's why I would pronounce it Micron. Yeah. Are they around still?
Mike is. Mike left the company, retired, because he was in his, you know, 70s, because he's been doing it since he was my age. Ron's not around anymore, and Sarah's not around anymore, but they're still, like, I feel like I've met Sarah, because Mike and Sarah were married. And we've got a brilliant archive that Huddersfield University have just taken, thank goodness, a canal-side archive of 44 years of Micron.
Is there a book?
There isn't. Well, there is a book. Mike wrote a book, but they're all gone. But we're looking at... We've got a cookbook and things like that this year, which is new. But there is that Heritage Key have got this really beautiful archive space, so gradually that's getting digitised.
Do you know what? I'd really be fascinated in you tracking down some of the people who... been fans from the very beginning. I'd love to hear their stories, because you are the kind of the conduit, the kind of the continuity from in their theatre experience. In a way, it might be that Micron introduced people to the arts in this way.
Oh, definitely. I mean, we had Esther last year, who was one of the actors. She was brought up in Marsden, up in Yorkshire, where we're based, and her first ever theatrical experience was Micron, and loved the shows and came on the boat a little bit and, you know, grew up with it, and then auditioned for us 2 years ago and was like, this is like literally my dream job, you know, and it was great, and she was lovely and just, it was magical, because that's the kind of first generation really now. Mm. We've done a full circle. We've got children named after the boat.
Wow. Which is called?
Tisley, T-Y-S-E-L-E-Y, town near Birmingham. These are town class boats, so they were all named alphabetically. So they started at A, where, like Andover or whatever it would be. So we're 20 odd in the team of town class.
It's just, it's idyllic. I mean, the sun is going down outside. It's reflecting off the water. I can see through the window of the boat we are stood upon, if I didn't say that earlier on. I'm supping an ale. Hang on. These are the sounds of summer.
Certainly are. I've just seen how mucky the windows are. It's a good job it's not a video.
I can just about see through them.
Oh, awkward.
But shiny engine.
Beautiful engine. Yeah.
I will share a photograph to Twitter showing just how incredibly shiny that engine is. And I'll use a hashtag Micron15. If you want to know more, where do people go?
They go to the website, micron.org.uk. We're at hashtag Micron15 this year on Twitter, or at Micron Theatre.
Your Twitter name?
My name's Pete Toon, P-E-T-E.
Pete, thank you very much.
No worries, thank you.